Amen. Good morning, church. Amen. So if you want to go ahead and turn in your word, please, to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. Me too. I love Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 14 through 21. And when you have it, would you please stand for the reading of the word? Amen. If you're able, if you're able. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. And before I read, let's pray. Amen. Father God, Lord, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up today. Thank you, Abba Father, for choosing us today. Lord, we know that you chose us because you called us to your house to be fed. And not to be not of use, but to be of use, Lord God. So we thank you that you've called us out this morning to be fed, Lord God, so that we would go out and feed others. Lord, use me today. Lord God, my life is yours. Thank you that you have washed me and our family with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you consecrate us and you prepare us for such a time to feast at your table, Lord God. Thank you for this holy day, Lord. Lord, my life is yours. Use me, Lord God. Let nothing come out of me that's of me. Not my thoughts, because my thoughts are small. Your ways and thoughts are higher. And these are your people, Lord God. And we are each other's people, Lord. But we need you. Thank you, Lord God, because you are holy and you have called us to be holy. So forgive us when we're not holy, Lord God. Thank you that you've already made a way and that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, who is the Christ. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Father God. Now let your word go forth, Lord. Prepare the hearts of all of us, your people, Lord. Minister to us all, Lord God, through your word. And may we receive. Let your seed fall on good ground, Lord God, and be deeply rooted in our hearts. And may we bear much good fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Ephesians 3, 14 through 21 says, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes all understanding, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Y'all may be seated. Amen. So today's message, for those who are taking notes, is titled Rooted in the Fire. Rooted in the Fire. It says here in verse 17 that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. So what does rooted mean? Oftentimes we think that I need to get in my word and that's enough. And that's not all of it. Being rooted is being in the Word. Being rooted is praying without ceasing. Being rooted is getting on your knees and seeking the Father for everything. Being rooted is knowing that I know nothing without the Lord. And when I think I know something, I need to be reminded that I need to be rooted in Him. Amen. It's not just being in the Word only. It is fellowshipping with the Lord. It is fellowshipping with like-minded people, your brothers and sisters. That's being rooted, knowing that you are my real brother and my real sister. Amen. The blood of Jesus is thicker and means much more than the blood of me and my mother and my father. Amen. The blood of Jesus seals everything. We are real brothers and sisters. Even that we need to know. That's a part of being rooted and grounded. When I was reading this, the Lord showed me. I'm thinking grounded. I know I've worked with electricity a lot, especially in with semiconductors. And oftentimes I had to be grounded before I can touch certain parts. Before I can prepare them for shipping or if I'm doing any cycle counting, I had to be grounded. And so to be grounded, I needed to be connected to the grounding station, right? I needed to be grounded. So the Bible says that we need to be rooted and grounded in love. I need to be rooted and grounded in love. I am rooted. My roots go deep in love. And I am grounded. I am connected to love. And we know that the Bible says that God is love. He is the source that I am connected to, that you're connected to. Amen? So we need to keep that first and foremost in our mind. And especially when we do falter, when we do slip. Let's just say the truth, when we sin. Amen? Because the enemy will play. He will play with your mind. And we need to remember that I'm still rooted and grounded. I'm still rooted and grounded because the Word says so. Amen? The Word says so, that I'm rooted and grounded in love. It says, forgive me, my eyes are really bad. rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Amen? Which passes knowledge. When we were listening, I was listening to the song. Thank you. I need reading glasses. when I was listening to the song, right away I thought, 1 John 4:19. 1 John 4:19, the last song, right? He talks about His love. His love. We love Him because He first loved us. Amen? And oftentimes we hear things and we can quote out the scripture. That means nothing to the Lord. That means nothing to the Lord if I say Romans 8:37. But when I speak the word, now that means something to the Lord, because the word was not written with these helpful chapters and verse numbers. Amen? His holy word is His holy word. So someone can come around and start quoting all kinds of word, the this and that. That means nothing. That doesn't please God. What pleases God is what is in your heart. And that is the word that you know. That's the word right there. And I want to encourage you. Like I encourage my children all the time. All we do is listen to Caleb. And my children, I don't even understand how quickly they know these songs. I'm like, I haven't even heard that song. And all I listen to is Caleb. And they already are knowing every word. I'm like, wow, Lord. But I've been encouraging them. Look, you're singing it, but now you got to live it. You're at that age, right? They're 11, 12, 10, and they're starting to know. I'm like, you got to listen to what you're singing, because what you're singing is the word of God. You got to sing. You're singing the word of God, and that's important. That's why I'm grateful to God that in this church that our children are being taught the word of God, because my children are starting to recognize certain songs in the word now. Amen? And it took for me to be an adult to realize the songs that I was singing was in the Word. So I praise God that my children and your children are probably getting it. Amen? the Word of God. We need to be... Oh, let me try these out, Pastor. Nope. No. You need them?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to... let's turn to Colossians chapter 2. That's two books over. Colossians chapter 2. It's okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. That's love. See, that's brothers and sisters right there. Amen. Amen. Colossians 2, 6 through 9 says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. There's so much right here. There is so much. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him. Rooted and built up in him. And we were just talking about in Ephesians, it said rooted in love. And we know that God is love. And right now it's talking about Christ Jesus, who we know is God. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead was in his body, bodily. It says bodily. It was in him. So we need to be rooted in Christ Jesus. So that takes us back to this word. Amen. We need to be rooted. The Bible also says the word of God. Jesus Christ also says we need to pray without ceasing. Amen. That is being rooted. That is knowing I can go to God anytime. I can go to my Father anytime. I can seek Jesus at any given time. Whether I'm hurting, whether I'm suffering by my own doing or someone else's affliction upon me, whether I am filled with joy, I can turn to Jesus all the time. Being rooted in him. Being rooted. And then built up. Built up. First we go down. Rooted, rooted by the living waters. Amen? Rooted. And then he builds us up, right? Because we get in the word. We go to prayer. We call one another. Brother, I need prayer. I'm going through some things. That's still being rooted. We're not going back out into the world. The enemy tries, and he tries hard to pull us back. But someone's always praying. That's the good news, is that someone is always praying. Because back in Ephesians chapter 3, let me turn there really quick again. You can stay where you're at. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Oh, sorry. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been prayed for from way back. The Apostle Paul was already praying. Jesus is always praying for us. It wasn't just the people in our time that began to pray for us, because he later says he was praying for all the saints. All the saints. And Paul had the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. He was praying for all the saints for all time. Those who were coming, us, our children, our children's children, God willing. Amen? We always had someone interceding for us. We always had brothers and sisters looking out for us from the beginning. Because they were rooted and being built up. And they were praying that we would be rooted and be built up. Amen? Let me turn back to Colossians really quick. It says, beware lest anyone cheat. Let's see. Verse 10. And you are complete in him. You are complete in him. So if there's any doubt in your mind when the enemy is playing with you, when we have let our mind grab onto a thought that was not ours from the beginning, but we thought it was ours, and we've held on to it, and sin took root. It says, and you are complete in him. So make no mistake, you are a child of God. You are forgiven. You are washed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You are a son of God Almighty and a daughter of God Almighty. Amen. Because you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In Ephesians, it talks about principalities and powers. And we know that they are angels. They are the principality and powers of the air, right? But it talks about of the wicked ones. But they weren't all. They're not all just principality and powers that have become evil. Nevertheless, he is the head over all principality and power. And you, as a child of God, who are rooted and being built up, trample on serpents and scorpions. Amen? We are above all that. Not because we have a haughty spirit or because I'm a Christian. No, God forbid that we stay humble. Humble, low, low. Stay low. Let God be God in you. Don't get puffed up. If all of a sudden you become, you get called to the ministry. I love what my pastor, I was just talking about this weekend when Pastor Felix first told my wife that I was going to be licensed as a minister. And he told her, don't think he's getting a promotion. He's actually getting a demotion because now he's called to serve. He's called to serve. And that was huge for me. That was huge. He was talking to my wife, but that was huge for me to take that and receive that and understand that I was being rooted even further. I was being rooted even further. Still am being rooted even further. Because I have to make sure that I don't think anything of myself. I struggle. And I go back to the Lord. And even when I don't want to go back to the Lord loved me so much that he comes after me and grabs me. When I want to sit on my couch and sulk, when I want to lay in my bed because everybody's acting up and I'm having a pity party for myself, God loves me so much that he won't let me stay there. Amen. He won't let me stay there. He will grab me and drag me to church. Or somebody will happen to send me a text message. Something will happen with God's people and he will work through them and encourage me somehow, some way. Amen. Because God loves us. He's good and he's holy and he's called us to be holy. So he won't let you stay unholy because you are his. Amen. Because you are his, he will not allow you to remain unholy and unclean. He will clean you up. Amen. I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. That's some good news. There's a whole lot of good news. This is why I love when I got taught years back, I got taught by another brother, Michael, read the word slow. Read it slow and let it minister to you. And I remember when I started doing it, it was actually at work. When I started doing it, I would sit in the break room and read slow, and all of a sudden, revelation, every word, every jot, every tittle means something. Because God allowed it to be in here for, it's his word. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. Verse 2. With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love. The reason why the Lord, the first word he showed me in today's message was fire. But then he wouldn't take me to any scriptures that said fire. I tried. I went there in my concordance. And the Lord said, nope. I'm going to use you to talk about rooted in the fire. Because we know that God is a consuming fire. From the very beginning, he talks about the fire, that he is fire. In the burning bush that did not get consumed, he was a burning fire, a consuming fire. He is so good that he didn't even burn the bush. He didn't even burn the bush. But yet you couldn't get too close to him because he's God. And he also allows fire for us to be purified. We know when a brother or sister's up here, when they're on fire. We can tell when the ministers that are worshiping are on fire, right? We can feel the presence of God. The word begins to come out when you're ministering in song. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit takes over, and they ain't singing no more. They're preaching. Amen? And not preaching because they're trying to be a preacher, because the Holy Spirit got a word for us. Amen? He is a consuming fire, and we are to be rooted in the fire. So when it gets hot, don't be afraid. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. So don't be so anxious and quick to want to jump out of the fire. I'm talking to myself. Amen? Because, hey, we're always in the fire, to be honest with you. Yes, God works through seasons, but if you're really paying attention, we're always in the fire. Always in the fire. Sometimes it's that good fire, like, you know, man, I can feel the presence of God. Other times, like, God, where are you? That's a part of the fire. That's a part of the fire. He's right there with you. You're still in him, and he's still in you. He's just saying, go ahead. I want to see what you're going to do. I'm raising you up. I'm making your roots deeper. Because as soon as this part's over, you're about to bear much fruit. I'm going to use you. You're not alone, even though we feel alone. All these things we might have going on, right? Some of us have got things going on. We're trying to do things. Lord, you've given me this task, and I'm pushing forward, and I'm pushing forward, and nothing's happening. God, where are you? Am I doing the right thing? He says, yes. He told me this morning, Michael, because I've been wanting to cry all morning. He said, Michael, be still and know that I'm God. He said, don't worry. It's my business. It's my business. So he reminded me, you be rooted in the fire. Before you go tell them, you be rooted in the fire. You be rooted in me. Amen? We are rooted in him. We are rooted in him. Somehow I'm getting through this quicker than I thought. God is good. So we're going to go right over here to chapter 4, verse 17 in Ephesians. It says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you, what's that next word, somebody? Because I went to underline the other word and I crossed it out. Should, thank you, amen. Should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In the spirit of your mind. We know that there are spirits all around us, but we have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Amen. Amen. Let's try these ones. Nope. Oh, thank you. be rooted. And also, there's a word that stood out here to me in verse 18. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Oftentimes, I don't know about you, but I've heard the word ignorance used wrong so many times in this life. And we use it wrong. Oh, he's just being ignorant. No, he's just being foolish. Ignorance means lack of knowledge. Ignorance means lack of knowledge. So he's talking about how they lack knowledge. We don't. We don't lack. If you are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ and you're acting out of ignorance because you're not staying in the word, right? We know all things through Christ Jesus, right? We can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives us strength. Amen. Yes, the word says we know all things in part, and he's talking about him, the mysteries of God, his wisdom, right? But we're not lacking. We're not lacking. We have God. Amen. We are rooted in God. We are rooted in love. That's the key, is being rooted in love. Oftentimes we want to stay stuck on I'm rooted in God, but we forget that God is love. And then we don't operate in love. And I'm talking about us, the brethren, right? We're so Christian, you know, and we get to looking at one another like, brother, I don't know why you said that. I don't know why a sister's looking at that sister like that, right? We need to be rooted in love. Rooted in love. Remember that today. We need to be rooted in love. That's funny because I was thinking the same thing. I keep hearing the same thing. Rooted in love. Rooted in love. Rooted in love. Let your heart be filled with love. The spirit of your mind be rooted in love. Don't let your mind get confused. Let your heart and mind be on one accord, right? One spirit. Amen. One faith. Be rooted in love. And if you're rooted in love, love is going to pour out. Amen. Because if you're rooted in love, you're rooted in God. Amen. I know it sounds repetitive, but we need that. We need that. Repetition, 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 repetition. That's how you get rooted. Repetition, repetition. Lord, why do you keep having me go back to the same scripture? Because he's like, I'm not done with you yet. And after a while, you're going to come back to it. And you're probably going to go to church and hear a sermon about it. Or you're going to turn on your radio and they're going to sing about it. You're going to turn on the Christian station on your TV and they're going to be talking about it. Because he wants us to get it. Right? This life is not a game. This life is to save souls. This life is to save souls. That's why we need to be rooted in love. Amen? We need to go out and win the souls of men, women, and children because of love. Jesus went to the cross because he loved us. He was tortured because he loved us. He didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. And I don't want to repeat what Pastor Lazzy will say something super fast for looking at me funny, right? I mean, we judge one another all the time, and we should be encouraging one another all the time because we love one another. It's not a competition. It's not a competition. What one might preach, the other might preach later. It just, that's how the Holy Spirit works. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're being used by God and that one day you're going to stand before God the Father and he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. When we get out of the way, when we realize I'm rooted in love, he's rooted in love, he's rooted in love, she's rooted in love, he's rooted in love. That's what matters, is if I see that you are rooted in love, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're doing. Amen. Amen. No matter what you're doing. I trip out. I'm going to share this with you. I trip out. My sister-in-law, well, she was here. I'm my sister-in-law, Jamie. I trip out on her because I once used to minister to her when she lived with me. And she even tells me, I'll say, yeah, I wasn't getting it. And now I hear her, I go, and my gosh, that girl is on fire. She's on fire. She is so rooted in love. Her children, my nephew and niece, they move me. They come asking me like deep questions. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You're awesome. God is so amazing. So amazing. So stay deeply rooted in love. because you never know who's watching, what's going on. I just had a friend call me from high school, wanted to know what church, I'm hoping she comes later, what church I go to, because of all the things that I post on Facebook. That's why I try to encourage people, hey, we got to be careful what we post. We can't post this and then post the world. You know what I'm saying? Because people are watching. I would never expect this person to call or to send me a message. I was in awe of God and grateful to God of what he wants me to post. Be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Be rooted in love. Be rooted in God. Ask before you post. Ask before you speak, especially in our marriages. Amen? We are rooted in the fire. It's in the fire that we are rooted. If you're going through something in your marriage, because you're in the fire, be rooted. There's some fruit to be bore there. There's people always watching. There's people always watching. Your marriage, your friendship, your fellowship with one another, they're always watching. The world's always watching. You know why they're watching? God put their eyes on us because those are our brothers and sisters who are lost. And they're looking at us like, do I want to be like them? Because I fight just like them. They fight just like me. I don't know if I want to go to their church. They're fighting out at the grocery store, and they're Christians. Guilty. Amen. Guilty. Right? So beware that we're rooted in the fire. God put us in the fire. He wants us in the fire. He's purifying us. Amen? And he's raising us up. We're in the fire so he could burn off all carnality. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it makes you sweat. Right? Don't tell me you don't sweat when your spouse and all of a sudden you're like, right? And you get sweaty and hot. I got to leave. I got to go. I got to take a ride. I got to take a jog. I'm out. I got to pump some iron. Something, right? We get to sweating, right? Or a brother or a sister says something wrong to you. You're like, oh, my gosh, right? God allowed that to happen for a reason. He's raising us up. He's raising us up. Maybe we need to pray for them instead of being mad at them. Amen? Amen. I'm going to end with this one last verse. Colossians 3:17. My Bible, in before verse 12, it says, the character of the new man. That's what this is a part of. The character of the new man. And whatever you do, in deed, or in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We should be giving thanks for everything. Everything. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, everything. Because God allowed it for a reason. We might be like, man, God, I don't know why you allowed this. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I praise you because your thoughts are higher than mine. Your ways are bigger than mine. There's a reason. There's a reason you allowed this. I don't know what you're doing in my life or in their life, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for Jesus. Amen? Because they're always watching. The world's always watching. Remember that. The world is watching us because they want Jesus. They want Jesus. But the spirits inside are saying, look at them, but look at them, right? So if we're on our P's and Q's, they're watching. They're wanting. They're wanting. Not you, not me, but God. So let's give them God by putting on the character of the new man and being thankful to God for everything. Don't be ashamed to pray for your food in public. Don't be ashamed to say thank you to someone who has a job less than you, who makes less money than you. Glory be to God, they're working. Amen. Don't be afraid to pray or give to the homeless. Give. Give. Don't worry about where the money's going. Don't be afraid to give to church. You know what I mean? When a brother needs help, don't be afraid. You're giving to God. You're giving to God because you're giving to God's people. We know that the word says, you give unto the least of these, you've given unto me. Amen? Amen. Be deeply rooted in the fire, because we are in the fire. We are in God. Amen? Amen. Amen. That's it. That's the word. That is the word. Amen.